way of when the person has just attended the spiritual convocation, and we would go to the back and sit down for some snacks and have a discussion.
跟进工作是要跟这个慕道朋友建立关系。
To have a follow-up work is to establish a relationship with the truth seeker.
然后慢慢引导他。
And to slowly guide the person.
一直到他受洗。
To the point that they receive baptism.
然后继续要跟进到他能够自立为主。
And to continue the follow-up work until they're able to establish and stand among themselves.
这大概要两年到四年。
This takes from 2 to 4 years.
哦，每个人不太一样。
And everyone is different.
哦，所以跟进工作做得好，哦，慕道朋友就会受洗，受洗完之后，信仰会成长。
A good follow-up work consists from the point a person receives baptism and this person will grow and start to establish his own faith.
那我们一般在做圣工都是两个两个一个组。
And for holy work, we tend to have 2 people in a group.
哦，所以有时候这个人不在或者很忙，另外一个人可以补上来。
So when one person does not have, when one person is not around, the other person can be a supplement.
哦，那如果比方说我们下一次联合布道会要有10个人洗礼。
And for example, if we have 10 people signing up for baptism in the next spiritual convocation,
那我们 Garden Group 要能够找得到20个人啊，会跟进。
So we are able to find 20 people in Garden Grove Church to be able to follow up.
我们现在常常发现很困难，就是慕道者的名单很多，但是没有人能够跟进。
And what is very the challenges that we face is there's many names of true seekers that's in the list, but there are few that does the follow up work.
因为跟进工作要花时间。
Because you have to spend time and effort to do follow up work.
大家都很忙，没有时间。
And everyone tend to be busy, and we do not have time.
除了时间之外，需要有一些属灵的条件。
And besides offering our time, we also need spiritual requirements.
我们才能够对慕道朋友真的有帮助。
Then we can be of help to the truth seeker.
所以，布道每个人都可以做。
For to evangelize, it's a work that everyone can do.
但是跟进不是每个人都能做。
But to carry out the work of follow-up is not that everyone are able to do.
有时候你把一个慕道朋友交给一个信徒，这个你跟来跟去，本来那个慕道朋友很热心的跟来跟去，他教会不来了。
For example, if you place the truth seeker in the hands of another person who does not do the work of follow-up, even though he or she may become very zealous in the beginning, but after a while, they stop coming to church.
所以这个跟进不是每个人都能做，需要有灵性上的追求。
So to do follow-up work is not a work that everyone can are able to do, but it is a pursuit of their own spiritual maturity.
那第五点呢，就是影响跟进栽培的因素。
And point five talks about the factors that affect personal follow-up.
哦，那什么会帮助我们跟进做得好？
And what can help us so that we're able to be effective in our follow-up?
第一个就是我们跟神的关系。
The first, it's concerning our relationship with the Lord.
啊，约翰一书第一章2节到4节哈，如果你没有翻圣经，想想看，这里面有两种团契是什么？
1 John chapter 1 and verse 2 to 4, if you do not turn to the Bible,Think about the 2 types of fellowship that's recorded.
因为这个问题啊，大家比较不会打瞌睡。约翰一书一章2节到4节有两种团契。
There's 2 types of fellowship in this verse. That's I like you to, the congregation to participate.
有哪两种团契
？What type of fellowships?
如果记不起来就翻圣经啊，两种团契。
You can turn to the Bible.
有哪两种团契？约翰一书第一章2节到4节。
And what are the 2 types of fellowship?
第一个。
The first one.
哦，你们跟我们相交啊，哦。信徒之间的团契。
The fellowship between members.
哦， 然后我们乃是跟主耶稣基督相交的。
And the fellowship with the Heavenly Father.
啊，就是人跟神的团契。
Which is the relation, the fellowship between man and God.
那这个两个互相的关系呀、啊。
These types of fellowship.
如果我们跟神有团契，就是说跟神呐、啊、关系好。
If we have fellowship with the Lord, that means we have good relationship with the Lord.
我们对神有认识。
We have a very strong recognition of the Lord.
对神有体验。
We have His experience.
那我们在跟进这个慕道朋友的时候。
So when we do personal follow-up with the truth seekers.
我们不是在讲风闻有神，我观念里面认识的神，这样而已。
We do not just say that we have heard.Or in our mind or concept, there is God.
我们是在讲我对神的体验。
But what we're sharing with them is our own personal experience with the Lord.
有体验了，讲起来很有力量。
With our personal experience, and when you share with them, it has a greater impact and more effective.
因为有体验，神是活的。
And because of our own personal experience, God is living.
你没有体验，神是死的，是观念的。
Without experience, it is like how.To us, God is dead, and there's it's just a concept.
所以这个跟神的关系好，你在讲神的时候，你可以讲到活起来，因为你有摸到神。
So if you have good relationship with the Lord, and when you share with the truth seeker, it is living and it becomes alive.
所以为什么说这个跟进这个人的灵性哦，一定会影响那个被跟进的慕道朋友。
And why do I say that to be a to do the work of follow-up has a very strong influence and impact on the truth seeker?
因为如果我们对神有体验，我们讲很多的体验呢、啊，对他来讲那太好了，我也要信。
Because if we have a lot of personal experience within ourselves with the Lord, and when we share it with them, it makes them feel that they want to believe as well.
但是如果我们讲一堆理论，他问说：“那你有什么体验？”我也没有，那就这样就很难。
But if we just share based on theory and concept.It is very hard for them to truly believe what we believe.
那我们对神有新的认识。
And we have a new recognition of the Lord.
那你讲了哦，你对神认识这么深。
And they will ponder that how deep and that we know the Lord.
那每一次那个新的认识啊，我们在分享的时候，都会带给人一种喜乐。
And every time we share a new finding or recognition of the Lord with them, we brought them a lot of joy.
因为这个对神新的认识，你会发现神是这么好。
Because this new understanding of the Lord, by sharing with them, it is very wonderful.
那如果我们没有在进步，
but if we do not improve ourselves,
我们今年再跟他讲，那明年再跟他讲，讲同样的东西，我们跟神没有，我们对神没有什么新东西。
And if we share the same thing over and over again every year, We do not have a new discovery within ourselves of the Lord.
啊，那就提不起他要继续追求，因为他以为说啊，信耶稣就是这样，
we,
就是你讲的神。
Then we cannot encourage them or incite the new passion that we have with the Lord that they felt like it's the same old thing again and again.
但是其实神本身是很深的。
We know that God is very deep.
每一天有新的认识。
There's a new recognition and understanding of Him every day.
新的分享。
There's a new sharing each day.
新的喜乐。
A new joy.
好，所以这第一个我们跟神的关系，这个是一个最基础。
So the first step, which is very basic, is our relationship with the Lord.
那第二个就是与主的同工。
Secondly is the abidance of the Lord.
我们如果跟神关系好，我们工作神会祝福。
If we have good relationship with the Lord, God will bless us in our work.
好，我们现在来想想啊，诗篇一百二十一篇七篇一节跟二节讲什么？如果你没有翻圣经，都想得出来。
Psalms chapter 127, 1 to 2, what does it talk about? Without referring to the Bible.
若不是神怎么样？啊，若不是神，哎，杨阿姨，杨阿姨大概会背了。若不是神建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。那下一步呢？哦，第二个就是看守城池。诸位，你有没有看到神在建造房屋
？Do you see God building the house？
哦，有的举手。
If you do, raise your hand。
有，来，你分享一下。 那个房屋、哦、就是信仰。
The house referred to the faith.
我们这个房屋都是人造的。
This building is built by men.
那如果不是神在造人的建造人的信仰，你很努力传传传讲到、哦、有口无舌啊，哦，对，大家不会信啊，因为神没有在做做工啊。
Unless the Lord built your faith, no matter how you preach and try to convince other people, there's no effect.
那跟神关系好，神跟我们一起做工。
When you have a good relationship with the Lord, the Lord will work with us.
那你就发现我们的做工作有果效。
And we realize how effective our holy work is.
所以这个个人跟经过不纯粹只是一种工作而已。
So this is not just a mere task to be carried out.
你去煮饭就是工作而已吧。
If you just treat it like a job, all you need to do, if you just do cooking, it'll just be a job.
但是你去跟进一个慕道朋友，这跟灵性有关系，跟神的关系有关系。
But if you follow up with a truth seeker, it has to do with their spirituality and has to do with God.
这是第一个，我们跟神的关系。
So the first step is our relationship with the Lord.
所以如果一个人真的很用心去跟进的话，他的灵性会进步。
If a person uses his heart and his soul to do the follow-up work, his spirituality will improve.
因为他首先他要亲近神，所以他才能够把这个人带来亲近神。
First of all, he has to draw near to God himself before he can bring the truth seeker to be close to God.
那我们如果离开神很远，你怎么把别人带到神面前？
If we have departed from the Lord,For away, if we've been away from the Lord, how can we bring the truth seeker to the Lord?
那怎么亲近神？就是读圣经、祷告。
To draw close to God is to pray and read the Bible.
那这样我们的灵性就进步了。
So our spirituality will improve.
所以真的在做跟进工作，我们灵性会成长。
So to do follow-up work, it will draw improvement in our spirituality.
这是第一个因素。
This is the first reason.
那第二个因素。
And the second point,
就是 commitment 尾声。
It is commitment.
就是愿意付代价去栽培人。
It is to willing to pay a price in order to cultivate others.
生孩子过去的人生还是没有 commitment， 因为生下他不必养啊，小孩子自己跑他也会长大。
In the past, there's no commitment in having children because the children will grow up by themselves.
所以我们听过老一辈说，我的孩子都没有教，每个都很乖。
We hear from the elderly members that I do not need to educate my children; they're all very sensible.
但现在没有人敢这样讲。
But nowadays, no one would dare to say things like that.
现在环境太复杂。
Because the environment is so complicated.
所以要生孩子就要有 commitment， 就有一个。投入的决心。
So nowadays, when you are having a child, you have to be committed to have a willing heart.
就是要怎么把它带灵魂体三个都要健康。
That is to be to cultivate their health, soul, and mind to be healthy.
身体当然这是第一个。
The physical body is the first one.
再来心灵。
And then in their heart.
心灵就是要让他有爱的环境。
That's in the inner heart is to experience lots of love.
再来就是灵性。
And then there's spirituality.
所以现在生一个儿子真的是责任很重。
So that is why nowadays to bear children comes with greater responsibility.
所以你看到生越多的越勇敢。
So those who have more children are very brave.
因为这个责任很重。
Because they have greater responsibility.
但是我们在做跟进工作，在属灵上就是在养孩子。
When we're doing follow-up work, spiritually we're having children.
所以需要有 commitment.
So we need commitment.
这个人交给我，我就是负责要把他带到他会长大。
When you entrust the person to you, you make sure that he's willing to grow up spiritually.
这个就是 commitment， 这个很重要。
And this need commitment, and it's very important.
那为了要做好这个 commitment 第一个生活要有优先顺序。
And to be in order to fully be committed, you have to have priorities in your life.
如果最后才想到慕道朋友，慕道是朋友死光了。
If you place your
灵性了，灵性不是肉。
If you place the truth seeker as a low priority, their spiritual life will die.
所以他有一个 priority， 好像你自己的孩子一样。
So you have to set priorities as if they're your own children.
创世纪二十六章二十五节，大家很熟。以扫搬到别是巴。做什么？
Genesis chapter 26, verse 25, everyone's familiar with Esau moving to
Beersheba. 郑弟兄，你在后面默想，以扫搬到别是吧、不要客气。
Moving to Beersheba.
哎
，Why？
做三件事情。
He did three things.
以扫搬到别是吧？做三件事情。哎、第一个，筑一座坛；第二个，支搭帐篷；第三个，挖一口井。这个代表生活的三个内容。
These three things that Isaac did represent the three content in life.
支搭帐篷做什么？不是
establish a tent.
不是那个筑一座坛做什么？
Why did he establish an altar?
献祭拜神。
To offer sacrifice and worship God.
这个是信仰生活，这是第一个。
This is his faith in his daily life.
那支搭帐篷呢？
To build a tent.
那个是游牧民族，所以这个就是家庭的地方。
Because he's a nomad, and this is to establish a family.
哦，这是家庭生活。
This is to live a family life.
那挖一口井呢
？To dig a well.
因为那个是牧羊，所以挖井呢，这羊有水可以喝。
To do the work of pastoral, so that to have well in terms of having water, so that they can feed the livestock.
就是职业生活。
This is
career. 所以我们要做圣工、哦、你要有 commitment， 一定要有一个 priority。
So to do holy work, we need commitment and to set priorities.、
哦、那这样我们才有办法、把它做得很好。
Then we can are able to do them well.、
哦、那除了这样、哦、生活要简单。
Apart from that, we have to live a simple life.、
哦、亚伯拉罕到了迦南之后，希伯来书十一章。
When Abraham came to Canaan，
他的亚伯拉罕哈，他到迦南地以后，他的信心有一个成长。
When Abraham reached Canaan， he has a step in his faith。
所以十一章第九节哈，如果你没有翻圣经，亚伯拉罕到迦南地以后，他的心在哪里？
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 9 when Abraham reached Canaan where is his heart?
亚伯兰心在哪里？亚伯兰到迦南地他的心在哪里？
Where is Abraham's heart when he reached Canaan?
对，他向往一个更美的家乡。
He was looking forward to a better city.
是神所经营所建造。
A better home that God has established.、
哦、那更美的家乡就是天国了。
The beautiful kingdom is the heaven.、
哦、那他既然这个目标定准天国，亚伯兰在迦南地怎么生活
？When he has nailed his goal into heavenly kingdom, how does he live his life?
希伯来书十一章九节十节，他怎么生活
？And how did he live his life?
亚伯兰怎么生活？住帐篷，做客旅。
He lives in tents and just travel like sojourners.
Sojourner 啊，就是流浪客嘛，啊，所以很简单，住帐篷。
Because he's a sojourner, he lives in tents.
这么很简单。
He has a very simple life.
所以我们如果要真的要服侍神哦，要做跟进工作，你变成生活要简单。
If we have to serve the Lord and to able to do follow up work, our life has to be simple.
生活一简单，你才有时，我们才有时间呢。
When we simplify our life, we will have more time.
也才有心呢。
Then we have this heart.
生活一复杂，没有时间，你没有心。
When life gets complicated, we lose our focus and lose our heart.
所以怎么看出这个人有这个 commitment?
How do we see this person has commitment?
第一个，他愿意设优先顺序。
First of all, he's willing to set his priorities in life.
第二个，他对生活愿意有某种程度的牺牲。
And in his daily life, he's willing to offer some sacrifice.
但他这样的跟进工作就能做得好。
So that he's able to carry out an effective personal follow-up work.
这是第二个因素啊。
It's the second point.
我们要把跟进工作做好，需要有 commitment.
So to be able to be effective in personal follow-up is to have commitment.
那第三个。
Point three.
力量要集中。
To focus our strengths.
这个提摩太后书二章二节哈，我们上一次要结束的时候，有提到。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, we mentioned this before.
啊，那个时候郑弟兄啊回答几种人。
Brother Jen mentioned a few type of people.
提摩太后书二章二节有几种人。
There's few types of people.
几种人
？Four types of people.
第一个是保罗。
First is Paul.
啊，他跟进提摩太。
He follow up with Timothy.
哦，对，就两个人呐、啊。
There's two of them.
然后他叫提摩太要去跟进啊，另外一个人。
He asked Timothy to follow up with another person.
然后他叫提摩太要教他所跟进那个人去跟进另外一个人。
And he taught Timothy.The person that Timothy follow up with to teach him to follow up with another person.
所以有四种人。
So there are four type of people.
哦，我们现在哦有很多做公公的在养孙子。
Many grandparents are now taking care of their grandchildren.
哦，这个是帮忙啊。
This is to help them.
啊，但其实养孩子是我们孩子的责任。
To bring the children up is the responsibility of the parent.
哦，自己生的要自己养。
Because if you give birth to your own children, you have to take care of them.
那公公妈妈有时候是帮忙。
So the grandparents sometimes help out.
那这个观念就是说，我们带来的慕道者哈，最好的是我们自己能够跟进。
So this goes to show us that the truth seeker that we bring into church is we should do it ourselves.
哦，这样我们自己会进步。
Then we can improve on ourselves.
哦，这慕道者朋友也可以照顾得好。
And we can take care of them well.
那第三个教会可以来跟进更多的慕道朋友。
And then the church can also help to take care of all these truth seekers.
那如果说我们都没有在跟进，只是宣道负责或者长职传道，你就发现很多慕道朋友没有人跟进，因为做不来啊，太多。
And if we just evangelize and leave it to the deacons and ministers, we realize there's too much follow-up work. That has to be done.
所以我们可以做的范围，我们尽量做；做不到的，才去请别人帮忙。
If we have the ability to be able to do that, we should do ourselves. If we have difficulties, then we ask for help.
那这样我们会一直在进步，也有那我以后有更多人懂得怎么去跟进慕道朋友。
By doing so, we can improve on ourselves, and in the future, we can.
也可以教会也可以跟进更多的朋友慕道朋友。
And church can also help to follow up with these truth seekers.
所以在整个主耶稣的这个事工里面
，In this whole holy work of the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们看主耶稣最注重三个人。
We see how Jesus placed emphasis on three type of people.
彼得、雅各、约翰。
Peter, James, and John.
这是核心。
This is to be united in heart.
也叫做教会的柱石。
They are the pillars of the church.
然后再从这个三个人进到十二个使徒。
And from these three disciples enter into the 12 apostles.
那从十二个使徒进到七十人。
And then it evolved into 70 disciples.
那从七十个人进到五百个人。
And it became to the 500 people.
所以这个力量要集中。
So you have to focus the strength together.
所以有时候我们发现这个职务会如果很强，这个教会就会发展。
Sometimes we notice if the church council is very strong, the church will grow.
这个好像十二个使徒。
They're like the 12 apostles.
那这个职务要强，这个里面有几种人非常关键。
So for church council to be strong, there are some critical people.
长职传道。
Elder deacons and ministers.
还有我们的主席还有宣牧的负责。
And the person in charge and the person in pastoring.
这个是关键。
These are all very key people.
这个几个关键强起来，支务会就会强。
When these key people are strong and unified, it will, the strength will be strong.
那支务会强，教会就带得动。
And if the church council is strong, then they can mobilize the church.
所以有时候我们在训练，到最后最重要的是就是这几个人。
When we train, and at the end, only these people remain.
这几个如果没有力量啊，能卡，那教会就没有办法带动。
And if these people that are left, do not have enough strength, then they can't move the church.
所以主耶稣带十三个门徒，再来十二个、七十个，这是有一个程序的。
So the Lord Jesus led the three disciples into the 12 apostles and 70 disciples. There's the steps.
我们要集中力量，这样才能够做得好。
We have to focus our strength in order to do it well.
然后分工合作。
We have to be equally supportive and carry out the work.
那第四个。
Number four.
我们要把栽培工作做好的因素。
That's the factors that affect personal follow-up.
就是周围的环境。
Is the environment.
如果周围的环境都像老底家。
If the environment is just like Laodicea Church.
不冷不热。
It's lukewarm.
你要怎么去训练一个初信的信徒心里火热？
How do we train the truth seekers to have a very strong, zealous heart?
这很难啊。
This is going to be difficult.
那这个初信的信徒进到一个教会，大家都很热心。
If a truth seeker enters a church where everyone is zealous and fervent,
他一来就发现，教会里面很多人祷告。
And when the person comes and realizes so many people are praying,
他一来到教会，他就跟着祷告，祷告久了就习惯了。
And when he comes and see everyone's praying, she will pray, and after a while, they will get used to it.
大家很热心做圣工。
And when he witnesses how everyone is very zealous in doing church work,
他也加进去，要煮饭，要扫地，他都进去了。
This person also participates in cooking or in cleaning.
大家很会传福音。
If everyone is zealous in preaching,
那他进来啊，这个活力的教会，他就变成一个很有活力的信徒。
And when he enters and sees the church is full of vitality, he also will be become encouraged.
所以周围的环境啊，我们这个整个教会的环境啊，会影响我们的跟进。
So the surrounding of the environment will affect the personal follow-up.
这是几个很重要的因素。
And these are very important factors
影响栽培的工作的因素
that affect personal follow-up.
所以创造属灵的环境，这是很重要的。
To create a spiritual environment is very important.
教会需要有属灵的传统。
Church has to have
属灵的传统。
Spiritual traditions.
所以我们发现你到每个教会传统不太一样。
If you notice andIf you were to go around different churches, you notice they have different spiritual traditions.
那传统不是一天建立起来。
And tradition is not built within a day.
就是让每天一直宣布，大家有人在带头一直做到最后，大家习惯了，变成传统。
It starts from a person establishing a certain law, and it keeps carrying on doing and over again. And at the end of it, it became a tradition.
所以有这个教会有好的传统，你就发现这个教会有力量能够改变人。
If a church has good tradition, they will have the strength to change things.
但是教会如果有不好的传统，需要很长的时间才能改变。
But if a church has bad traditions, it will need a long time to change.
这个不是一天能够改变的。
This is not changed within a day.
所以这是影响个人栽培的因素。
This is the factors that affects the personal follow-up.
第六个。
Point six.
有效的栽培工作要从自我开始。
Effective follow-up starts from ourselves.
所以我们要去帮助别人信仰进步啊，第一个就是我们自己的信仰要进步。
If we want to help others to establish a good faith, we have to establish a good relationship ourselves.
这是这个重点。
This is a very important point.
第一个。
First point.
我们跟初信的信徒要建立良好的关系。
We have to establish a good relationship with new members.
没有关系，你没有办法带领他。
Without good relationship, we can't lead them.
所以要带领他，需要有一个关系。
If we have to guide them, we have to care for them.
那这个关系啊，要从哪里开始？
And where does this relationship start?
要以什么为基础？
And what is it built as a foundation?
我们看腓立比书第一章。
Turn to Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter
1. 第八节。
Verse 8.
我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
God can testify how I long for all of you with the affections of Christ Jesus.
这里说保罗说他、想念腓立比教会。
Paul is thinking of the Philippian church.
因为他有耶稣的心肠。
Because he has the heart of an affection of Christ Jesus.
就是主耶稣的爱、啊。
He's、has the love of Christ Jesus.
所以我们要这个带领慕道朋友，第一个要有基督的心、啊。
To lead、truth seekers, first of all, we have to have the love and the heart of the Christ Jesus.
爱是没有时间限制的。
And love is not limited by time and space.
诸位，我们爱我们的孩子，有没有说上班时间忽然间忘记了？不会。
For example, with the love of children, we will not forget them when we work.
有时候上班你要拨一个时间打个电话看小孩子在做什么。
And we call them during our lunch time to see what they're doing.
这个爱没有下班的。
So love does not have a、checkout hours.
那也没有时间空间的限制。
It's not limited by time and space.
有时候孩子很远，你也会打电话。
When the children are far away from us, we still call them.
因为这是爱。
Because this is out of love.
没有下班也没有上班的限制。
There's no time in and time out.
就是常常在我们心里面。
It will always contain in our heart.
那慕道朋友也是一样。
So it is the same with true seekers.
如果我们有基督的心，
if we have the love and affection of Christ Jesus,
我们看到他会很高兴。
When we see them, we're very happy.
那这很重要。
And this is very important.
因为这代表我们对人有兴趣。
This shows that we show interest in other people.
有的人是很怕跟人惹上关系。
Some people are afraid to establish a relationship with other people.
因为你在教会跟谁都没有关系，也没有责任。
Because in church we're not related to anybody, and we do not have this this duty.
那来的你喜欢谁就跟他谈一谈，回去了都没有责任。
Because we like to have a chat with the people we like, and then after that we can just go home, and there's no ties involved.
但是一旦有一个关系。
But once a relationship is established,
就有一个责任在里面。
There carries a sense of responsibility.
现在这个慕道者交给你。
This truth seeker is under your hands.
那这个就责任了。
This becomes your responsibility.
所以要有神的那一种心肠。
To have this love and affection of Christ Jesus.
慕道朋友，我们没有看到他会很想念他。
When we don't see them, we think of them.
看到他来我们很高兴。
And when we see them come, we're very joyful.
那这个叫做基督的心肠。
That is to have the heart of Christ Jesus in us.
那这样我们在带领慕道朋友才会比较有果效。
So because of it's out of love, it becomes more effective in bringing, in following up.
不是一种外表的很机械的，很这个好像公司化的啊，因为你交给我啊，所以我就做啊。
It is not very superficial or task-oriented that if you hand them over to you, I just have to do it.
我做是因为教会叫我做。
I do it because the church told me so.
那我本来也不是想做的。
Even though I, in the first place, I do not want to do it.
因为我也很忙。
Because I'm very busy.
那这样一种好像公式化，好像一个公司在交代事情，那对人有一个交代，这样的跟进很难有果效。
If we treat it just like work,out of our work responsibility to do it, then it is not effective.
因为你没有爱。
It is because we don't do it out of love.
神就是爱。
And God is love.
没有爱就是没有神同在。
So without that love, we do not have the abidance of God.
那没有神同在，我们的跟进怎么会有果效？
So without the abidance of the Lord, our follow up, personal follow up will not have results.
所以我们要求神啊，那个基督的心进到我们里面。
We have to pray and ask God to have the love of Lord Jesus come into our heart.
会想念他，会很愿意去关心他。
That we do it because we have this love for the person.
这样啊，就是神跟我们同在。
And by doing so, God will be with us.
所以有时候我们现在我们特别是年轻的一辈对这个 coordination 啊，这个协调非常好。
In this generation, a younger group, they have very
这协调联络这个能力很强。
They have very strong communication.
但是人跟人之间呢没有互动。
But they do not have a deep relationship between men.
都是透过电脑。
It is because everything is done through the computer.
那这个要做跟进工作，就是要从电脑出来，跟这一个人实际上建立关系。
To be effective in personal follow-up is to come out from the computer and then establish on a personal basis with this person.
那用心啊来跟他建立关系，带领他。
To use and put in our heart and soul to fully establish a relationship.
有时候会听到信徒在评论啊，说到哪一个教会，为什么那些信徒都不会打招呼？
I hear some members commented that they would go to a particular church and the members there do not greet them.
我想一想啊，对啊，那个教会的信徒全部都是 computer engineer。
And then I look at that church and realize that the reason why is because the members there are computer engineers.
每天都是面对电脑。
Every day they face the computer.
在里面互动。
And they're just communicating through the computer.
那现在已经变职业，变习惯了。
And this become an occupational disease, and they got used to it.
他看到慕道者，他不晓得怎么办。
And when they see a truth seeker, they do not know what to do.
不晓得怎么互动。
They just don't know how to start the conversation.
这样就很难跟进。
Then this is very hard to do a follow-up.
所以要对人有兴趣，有基督的心。
So we have to show interest in people and to have this love of Christ Jesus in us.
这样是建立良好关系的开始。
This is a start of establish a good relationship.
那第三点，要以基督的心来看人。
Thirdly, is to see others as Christ would.
我们看哥林多后书第五章。
And to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
好，哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter
5. 16节。
Verse 16.
所以我们从今以后不凭外貌认人，虽然凭外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他。
So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view.Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
这里说他们过去也在认耶稣，用 worldly point of view， 就是外貌，用眼睛看得到来判断一个人的价值。
So in the past, they regard people from a worldly point of view.
因此我们在跟慕道者建立关系，不能用世俗的眼光来看他，判定他的价值，然后来决定我要不要跟他建立关系。
So when we establish relationship with truth seekers, we cannot view them from a worldly point of view to see whether any is of benefit or value. Then we can decide whether or not we want to be friends with them.
耶利米书第十章吧，在提到人夸口有三样。
Jeremiah chapter 10 talks about man's boastful of three things.
第一个智慧。
Wisdom.
第二个能力。
Strength.
第三个财富。
And wealth.
这个现在就是人判断人的价值的地方。
This is how men used to determine other people based on these three things.
智慧现在来讲就是教育。
Wisdom refers to education.
然后。
Secondly.
能力。
Ability.
现在来讲，能力是代表什么？能力强啊，在公司就职位高啊。
Refers to status. If you're very highly established in the company, you're strong.
第三，钱。
And thirdly, wealth.
所以我们在看一个人啊，如果我们没有更新啊，大概就是用这三点在看。
When we look at a person based on these three things, we don't have a renewing heart.
那这样很难去带领慕道朋友。
And because of that, it is very hard for us to do the follow up.
因为福音传道，真的会接受福音的人，常常都是很普通人。
For the most often, the gospel is preached to people.With very normal level.
所以你看主耶稣在讲那个比喻。
When Jesus spoke on the parable.
要请人来参加宴席。
When he invited people to attend the banquet.
一个说我刚买一块地，这个很有钱啊。
One of them respond that I just bought a land, which referred that he's very wealthy.
第二个我买了五对牛，这个事业做得很大。
Second person declined said I bought five yoke.Which is means that his career is well established.
第三个，我刚刚结婚，这个家庭生活很幸福啊。
The third person said, "I just got married." Represent he has a very blissful family.
那这三种人，我们一般都觉得很羡慕的，但是他一个也没有来。
normally with the worldly point of view, we will be very envious of these three types of people, and none of them came.
所以，我们在带慕道朋友，不能用世俗的眼光去判断人的价值。
So when we bring truth seekers to church, we cannot judge them based on the worldly point of view.
那十七节。
Verse 17.
若有人在基督，他就是新造人，旧事已过，都变成新了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
所以我们在基督里，我们看人的心呢，那个标准是新的。
In Christ Jesus, when we look at a person, the standard is new.
他在世界上有什么条件，这个不重要。
It is not important of what requirements this person have on earth.
每条灵魂在神面前价值是一样的。
Every soul in the eyes of God, the value of each soul is the same.
那灵魂皮肤没有颜色。
There's no color in soul.
不是某一种颜色皮肤来的人，大家都很尊重。那什么皮肤的颜色的人来了，大家都不看重，这个就不对。
It is not right to based on the welcoming of a certain person based on their skin color.
所以这要基督的心。
This is to have the love and heart of Christ Jesus.
你现在看到非洲的信徒差不多一万人。
There's
非洲。
10,000. There's 10,000 members in Africa.
人数相当多。
There's a lot of members.
在人看起来。
So in the eyes of men,
非洲好像次一等地方。
It is like a secondary or inferior place.
但神对他们爱没有减少。
But God did not lessen His love on them.
传福音，好多人得圣灵，好多人得恩典。
When we preached, many people received the Holy Spirit and received blessings.
所以要有基督的心来看。
Therefore, we should have this heart and affection of Christ Jesus to see people.
那才能够跟他建立关系啊。
Then we can, in order for us to establish a good relationship with them.
那第二个就是像什么人做什么人。
Number two is to become all things to all men.
就是要得到这个人。
In order to gain the person.
就是把自己，跟那个人用相同的方式来接触。
To put and place ourselves in the same level.
这是第一个。
First point.
这跟初信建立良好的关系。
This is to establish a good relationship with new members.
第二个。
Secondly.
要跟初信栽培，要自己有装备。
We have to be fully equipped.
帖撒罗尼迦前书一章五节有几个装备。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5 have a few equipments.
大家看有几个装备，一二三四五六七，有几个装备。帖撒罗尼迦前书一章五节有几个装备。
How many,
算算看有几个装备，帖撒罗尼迦前书一章五节，大家想一想可能精神会比较好一点。想到的举手。有几个装备？
How many of them are recorded?
马太有几个装备？Four, OK, 还有没有 ？Four 好像不是很对，五个，还有没有？有一些新发现。第一个装备是什么
？What's the first one？
第一个装备是什么 ？Words， 言语。第二个
，Words，
全能。第三个，圣灵。第四个，信心。第五个，为人康达，那有五个，是不是？所以传福音做跟进工作最重要不是技巧，当然技巧是需要。
So to preach the gospel, the most effective thing is not techniques.
谁的技巧最好？
Who has the best techniques?
卖汽车那个 sales 技巧最好。
The salesman in selling the car.
有一个姐妹啊，车子买回来流着眼泪，因为被那个 sales 骂到流眼泪，后来跟他买车子。
So sister, she is forced to buy a car, from the sales, person.
啊，流眼泪啊。
And she was crying.
啊，怎么跟他买车子还流眼泪？就是那个 sales 很有技巧。
And the point is because the sales is so good at selling that she had to cry to get the car.
好，那如果说哦。传福音技巧就可以，那就简单了。我们大家奉献去，雇两二十个 sales， 然后传单出去发就可以了。
If we preach based on good techniques, it's so easy just to put in our money wise and it's go out and preach.
不是、啊，你去雇请二十个 sales， 用钱去请，他就帮你传了、啊，你根本就不需要。
And then if it's so easy to hire 20 people to help us to preach.
你看，我们现在每个礼拜五早上哦，七点半，那个干儿就来啊，把你剪得很漂亮，对不对？我们都剪不到这么漂亮，扫得很干净。
So every Friday in the morning, the gardener will come and try to clean up the plants and make it really clean and nice.
我们不能做的，他可以做，你只要给他钱。
And this is something we cannot do, and we just have to pay them to do the job.
啊，传福音有没有办法？没有办法。
Can we do the same thing in preaching the gospel? There's no way.
传福音要有属灵的装备。
To preach the gospel, we need to be spiritually equipped.
所以装备比技巧还重要。
So to be spiritually equipped is even better than having the techniques.
所以要有效的自我栽培啊，需要有装备。
So we have to cultivate ourselves, meaning to be spiritually equipped.
第一个。
Firstly.
Words.那个言语什么意思？
Words. To be equipped with words.
言语什么意思？
What does that mean?
言语是不是讲广东话、西班牙话、英语？这个叫言语。
Does words refer to able to speak Cantonese, Spanish, and other languages?
言语什么意思？
What does the word refer here?
神的话。对对对，神的话哈。
God's word.
哦。哦，没有睡觉，没有说你睡觉，你是哦在沉思，哎，
You're honest.
好，第一个要了解神的话。
And first of all is to understand God's word.
那了解神的话，圣经这么大本啊。
And to understand God's word, but the Bible is such a big book.
再缩小一点。
If you condense it.
就是十个信条，
There's、
十大信条。
Ten base belief.
所以第一个你要懂得十大信条。
First of all, we have to know the ten basic beliefs.
所以我们布道会讲的道理不会超过十大信条。
And in evangelical service, we do not exceed ten basic beliefs.
十大信条里面有五大教义。
And within the ten basic beliefs, there's five basic doctrine.
好，大家头脑动动哈。真耶稣教会五大教义会背的举手。
Those who know how to memorize the five doctrines in
the church.要传给外教五大教义这个关键。
What are the five doctrines?
哎呀，姐妹举手比兄弟多，来兄弟啊，赶快举。五大教义。
What are the five?
哦 ，OK， 两个，哎，现在兄弟也多起来了。五大教义里面有三个典礼。
And there's three holy sacraments within the five doctrines.
这样就比较好记了。那典礼怎么记
？Easy to remember like this.
灵恩会最后一天做什么？
What do we do on the last day of spiritual convocation?
洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼。
Food washing and Holy Communion.
哦，那加上圣灵，加上安息日。
Holy Spirit and the Holy Sabbath.
这个叫做真耶稣教五大教义，跟外教完全不一样。
These are the five doctrines that is different from of the true Jesus Church that is different from other churches.
那十大信条就是五大教义再加五条啊。
So we add another five additional basic belief.
哦，那要怎么记？
How to remember that?
圣经的第一卷创造天地吧，就是有神啊。
And the first one is to remember God created the heavens and the earth. There's God.
所以第一条就讲神。
The first belief means there is God.
创造天地，道成肉身，为我们死在十字架上。
He creates the heaven and the earth. He came as flesh to die for us.
啊，最后一条呢
？Last belief.
就是圣经最后一卷呢、啊。
the last part of the Bible.
啊，耶稣再来，天地结束，审判。
God will come again, and the heaven and the earth will be destroyed, and He will bring judgment.
好，那就七条了。
That's already seven.
还少三条。
There's three more.
我们信仰的根据是什么
？What is the accordance of our belief?
所以圣经是圣经是证明真道唯一的经典。
Bible is the way to prove the way of the truth.
还两条。
Two more.
啊，对。我们得救不是功德恩本乎恩因着信还一条
it is talked about we believe not based on our deeds but on faith
还一条就是我们的教会
and the last one is our church
是复兴使徒时代的真教会
it is the revival of the apostolic time
所以我们要去跟进工作最基本的装备就是真理真理是什么十大信条
to do the personal follow up work is to first of all be spiritual fully equipped with the ten basic belief.
这是第一个装备哈。
This is the first equip.
好，第二个装备全能。
And the second one is power.
你看，彼得一讲到，为什么三千个人会受洗
？If when Peter speaks, 3,000 people believe. Why is that?
为什么
？Why?
Holy Spirit.
Because of Holy Spirit.
他讲到人好像什么？刀子扎心。
When he speaks, is people are being spiked by the dagger.
不是，刀子扎心。
The pierce from the heart.
神的话是两刃的利剑。
God's word is like a two-way sword.
为什么？因为圣灵的能力。
Because of the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个叫权柄。
This is power.
权柄赶鬼，权柄医病。
Power to heal and power to cast out demons.
这是福音就会传得很快。
And that is why the gospel are able to be able to spread.
所以我们要带权柄。
We have to carry with power and authority.
那第三个呢？圣灵。
And thirdly is Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵就是圣灵在带领。
The Holy Spirit will guide us.
好像保罗传道，圣灵就带领啊，带他。
When Paul is preaching, the Holy Spirit guide him.
找到神要救的羊。
And the Holy Spirit will guide him to the sheep that God wants to save.
然后圣灵开我们的心。
And Holy Spirit will open our heart.
所以听得懂。
That we are able to understand.
我感谢主，我们刚能够聚会精神不错。
Thank God, the spirit of attending service in Garden Grove is quite good.
不错，因为我们有祷告，很深入祷告，圣灵开我们的心呢，你听道理就会很有兴趣。
Because we pray and God open our heart, and when we listen, we're able to have a better spirit.
所以要为慕道朋友祷告，神开他的心，他听得懂，他就会来。
And that when we pray for the truth seekers, God will open their heart, and they're able to understand, and they will come.
那下面是充足的信心。
And then is with deep conviction.
Conviction, 就是对我们的工作，或者我们的信的有这个。Conviction.
That is to truly believe of the work that we do with deep conviction.
记得吗？我们以前刚刚过有一个在这里看会堂。
Remember there's a caretaker of our church in Garden Grove, church before.
有一天有一个慕道朋友不来了。
One time, one day, a truth seeker has stopped coming.
问那慕道朋友，你这为什么不来
？And he asked him, why does he stop coming?
有一个工人啊，问那个慕道朋友，你为什么不来
？This worker asked him, why does he stop coming?
那个慕道朋友说哦，我一直在想啊，耶稣是不是神
？The truth seeker said, I keep pondering if Jesus is God or not.
结果他问这个管会堂这个弟兄。
He asked the caretaker of the brother of who's a caretaker of our church.
他已经洗礼三年了。
And this caretaker has been baptized for 3 years.
那慕道朋友问那洗礼三年的弟兄，耶稣是不是神
？When the truth seeker asked this caretaker, who has been baptized for 3 years, is God, is Jesus truly God?
那个弟兄跟他讲说，这个问题啊，我现在还在想。
And this caretaker responded that I'm still pondering over this question.
那慕道者就不来了。
And then the truth seeker stopped coming.
你信三年，耶稣是不是神？你现在还不？不确定，那我要信什么
？After believing for 3 years, this caretaker is still unsure, and what, how does this reflect to other people?
我们对我们的信仰要完全有这个信心。
We have to have a full conviction of our faith.
哦，独一的真教会。
That this is the one true church.
得救的要道。
This is the way and the path to salvation.
通天之门就在这里。
This is the gateway to heaven, and it is right here.
你这样讲起来，你才会敢讲。
After you think like this, you will dare to speak.
哦，这是那最后一个。
This is the last point.
为人，我们的行为，我们的生活。
Our conduct, our behavior.
我们生活能够荣耀神。
That our lifestyle can be glorifying to God.
哦，所以有效的栽培工作。
For a very effective follow-up work,
要充足的装备。
We have to be fully equipped.
就是帖撒罗尼迦书一章五节。
Which is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们。我们休息十分钟啊。
Take a break for 10 minutes.
4:45到5:30结束。
Resume on 4:45.